discuss is the lamb, the sacrificial lamb. It was a tradition in Jewish faith on Passover to sacrifice a lamb. And if you remember when they came out of Egypt and were rescued from slavery, they put the blood of the lamb above their doorway as a way of symbolizing their obedience to God, and then the angel of death passed over them. And because of that event, they celebrated Passover every year, and they would sacrifice a lamb and share a special meal together. Jesus, when he was crucified, it was during the Passover season. And the Gospel of John in particular points to the fact that as the lamb was sacrificed for the sins of that family for that year, so Jesus was sacrificed as the lamb for the sins of all of us forever and ever. And many parts in Scripture point to Jesus as the sacrificial lamb, the lamb that was slain for our sin. One place is in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29, where Jesus is coming to see John the Baptist for the first time. And John the Baptist shouts out, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." In Jesus' passion, in his death and resurrection for us, he does just that. If you have a lamb, would you bring it forward at this time? I suppose we could also make a lamb a nativity symbol, as a symbol of the shepherds who came and then being in a stable. That's another place that one might think of the lamb as a symbol of Christmas and of Christ. Would you share with me in our responsive,
with this offering we seek to honor him, for God has heard our cry and has answered our prayer. God gave his Son to die for us. O Lamb of God, grant us your peace.
It would make sense for the cross to be one of our symbols, one of our chrismons. And you may see there are several different types of cross. If you have one of these, this is not a cross. We will talk about it later. There are lots of different crosses that you could have. We have the very traditional cross that you might look at. But as the cross is such a center symbol of our Christian faith, symbolizing that Christ died for us, giving his life for us and our sins on the cross, every culture, every time in history, it seems, has done something to make the cross special and to emphasize it and to do something else with it. And you may see the cross here. You'll notice there's a cross in the middle, and then there's a cross here, 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 and here. And this is called the Jerusalem cross. If you go to Israel, do not wear this cross, because it was worn by the Crusaders, and they have a real aversion to it. But it's one of my favorite crosses, because I think it's so beautiful, but also because the reason for the four crosses in the corners of the cross is to talk about spreading the gospel to the four corners of the world. And that is just one of the many crosses we have. Sometimes you'll see a cross, especially Celtic crosses, with a circle around the center part. You've seen that probably a lot of times. Anything circular represents eternity, represents eternal life. And that is why a Christmas wreath is a symbol. It's a symbol of eternity, eternal life in Christ, as is the greenery that we use, is also that symbol of eternity, eternal life. So if you have a cross, would you bring it forward at this time? while we sing our responsive. The dove represents peace as well, and there's many other things that the dove is used for. But one of the reasons we use the dove as a symbol of baptism is the scripture in Matthew, where Jesus is baptized. It's Matthew 3:16 through 17. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment the heavens was opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And the voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased." So that would make a lot of sense why the dove would represent a symbol of baptism. But what about the shell? Now, shells, we find them in water, and that's one of the reasons they're associated with water. But there have also been times in history when a shell was actually used to baptize somebody. We tend to use our hands and use just a little bit. And if you're Baptist or come out of a Baptist tradition, a shell would not provide enough water. You know, you've got to dunk them clear under. But pouring of water over somebody's head as a form of baptism is one of the most ancient ways of baptizing. And one of the things that they often poured the water from was a shell. And so as Christ instructed us to go and to baptize, the shell was one of the objects used in the baptism service, and therefore has been passed down to us as a symbol of baptism. We read in Matthew 28:19 and 20, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So as you bring your dove and shell forward, might you think of them as symbols of baptism. And as they're finishing hanging those on the tree, would you all join me for our responsive?
With this offering, we seek to honor him who baptizes us with the gift of salvation.